Modern air travel can be a hassle. We take off our shoes, take off our belts, and get rid of our drinks. Announcements like this one are so common that you barely notice them.
All right, folks, make sure you drink up those beverages prior to going through. Includes bottled water, sodas, juice, coffees.
Okay, you might notice him. That's Roger Nelson. He's a TSA guy at the Portland International Airport. For most of us, following Nelson's instructions isn't really a big deal. But while the impact on the passenger is small, the impact on the environment can be bigger than you'd think. After the ban on carry-on beverages was put in place, many airports saw a big rise in their checkpoint waste. At Seattle's SeaTac Airport, the weight of their trash went up 25%. In the Houston airport system, checkpoint waste collection went up 70%. Even at an airport the size of Portland's, they estimate up to a ton of liquid per day was ending up in the waste stream. Stan Jones is the environmental compliance manager at the Port of Portland. He watches airport trash and recycling to see how good a job they're doing.
If we look in the recycling at the checkpoints, people have recycled bottles, but they're full of beverages. And one thing we don't want in our recycling is the liquids, because the recycling centers don't want a bunch of wet paper, which wrecks the quality of the recycling. At the same time, we're seeing if we look in the garbage at the checkpoints, same thing. We got bottles half full of water, bottles full of water.
Jones oversees many programs that cut waste at the airport, so he looked into tackling this problem as well. And he found that this wasn't just an environmental problem. It was costing the airport money. Up to $100 a day in extra dump fees. The tossed-out drinks were also costing money on the staffing side. Janitors struggled to get a handle on overflowing, watery trash cans. Jenny Taylor coordinates the facility staff.
One of the things we did was increase the frequency in which the cans were dumped from every 2 hours to every half an hour. So that was almost a full-time position. That ended up being roughly $100 a day, or between $30,000 and $40,000 a year.
So with up to $100 a day for extra dumping and $100 a day for extra staffing, the waste was costing the airport about $75,000 a year. So the port launched a program last fall to try to tackle the problem. They set up stainless steel collection bins right outside the security checkpoints. Twice a day, they're wheeled off, measured, and drained into modified mop sinks by janitors like Jason Weichsel.
Almost 25, I'd say 24 gallons today.
The liquids flow into the sewer system instead of being hauled to a landfill, and the empty bottles can then be recycled. But changing people's recycling habits can be difficult, especially when they're running for a flight. Many travelers still toss full bottles into the trash without even noticing the new drains. But at the Portland International Airport, people like Roger Nelson are there to remind them.
We do have pouring stations, yes, the big PS, either left or right, just pour it into there. Once you do pour it, empty out, take the empty bottle with you, fill it up on the other side. Our water here is cold, filtered, and free. Yeah, get you on the free part, right?
So far, this little solution is working. The dump stations are diverting several thousand pounds of liquid from the trash every month, and the Port of Portland is working with other airports looking to set up similar systems. For the Environment Report, I'm Dina Pritchup.